Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, all the way across the state and then southward towards the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Usually the ground would be covered in snow, but warmer days and the second driest January on record make conditions prime for a spark from a motor or a cigarette to cause a fire. There have been several fires this week in northeast Wisconsin, 12 acres burned in Suamico, a grass fire between Highway 172 and Interstate 41 was caused by a motor vehicle accident, and there was a brush fire in Calumet County on Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to exercise caution when using recreational vehicles in dangerous winter conditions. According to the DNR, there have already been two fatal UTV crashes and one fatal snowmobile crash this year, two of which occurred on frozen bodies of water. Officials are reminding riders that ice is never completely safe in any conditions, and they should check with local organizations for updated information, bring proper clothing and equipment, and avoid traveling in unfamiliar areas. Tomorrow is Election Day. For the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, that is. WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, is one of the front runners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has the endorsements of a handful of Democratic governors, and that could take him over the top, especially if the representatives in their states follow their governor's leads. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, mostly sunny skies, cooler with a high near 37, a bit breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 19. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the low 30s, and you'll still notice the breeze. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss with Sandy Williams of the direction of our nation under President Donald Trump. Talk with Bob Amsterdam about the Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back. I'm not going to be able to concentrate for several hours because of that card trick that I just did with Gizmo. I have no idea how that just happened. There isn't such a thing as real magic. I understand that. But that's got to be the closest thing to it.
No, that's real magic.
That's
right?
Real magic. That was something, wasn't it?
Again, he's just so quick. He can go from talking about theater and the characters, do magic, and then come back with a one-liner when Jim said, what if I would have chosen three? And he goes, but you didn't. Or what if I would have chosen four?
He shut you down in a hurry.
But even...
I don't know.
You put the stacks together.
I did it.
Yeah, I thought
if he'd have done it, I'd have been like... If I was just watching him, he's got one in his palm or whatever.
Or he's got it laid out properly,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. But I laid them out.
Twice, really, because you took the first half, and then you laid them out in three stacks, and there was the same numbers that Mark and I thought of.
And it came out to my birthday.
Right. If you're listening to this later on, you'll be able to go to the Mino and the Mayor Facebook page and actually watch the video. I got a close-up of it on the camera, so you can actually see the cards being turned over, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And you can see Mino's head just, like, exploding.
Yeah. I was, like, in shock. I almost did, like, when I turned over, that, and it's like, wow, that's good stuff.
He did, though. The only thing I will say, he did talk you into the ace.
Well, yeah. A little higher, the low part. Yeah. Well, Jim, introduce our special guest.
So we talk a lot about the nonprofit organizations in Greater Green Bay, and they're all to raise money because that's how they do their all the good they do in Greater Green Bay. So there's a big event coming up at the new community shelter, or for the new community shelter, I should say. And it's February 3rd through the 9th, so that's right around the corner. And it is called Super Bowl.
Right.
And we have...
S-O-U-P-E-R.
Shannon, you are with us. You've been here a few times. You even co-hosted when Johnny was, I think, deer hunting or something.
I know, it's nice to actually see John.
I'm looking around to see what kind of bad butt vehicle you drove in with today.
Oh, I had to park in the back. You guys got a lot of people here today.
But you always drive. How many cars do you guys have?
Too many.
How many?
And it's
honestly.
How many classic cars?
Oh, we only have like two.
Okay, I thought you had like six or something.
No, my husband's kind of toned it down a little bit.
But over the years, you've had bunches of classic cars.
A ton.
Wow.
But yeah, we have at least I think six in our driveway right now.
Oh my gosh.
My mother does live with me, so one of them is hers.
Okay.
But since we have a lot of guests today, right? Because we got this quartet coming in, and that's four.
If you don't know, we got a barbershop quartet coming in
a few
minutes. And
they look fantastic.
But that's
they're bedazzled.
But just think, $22 a car, big day for the city.
Big day for the city.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
This is true.
Yep.
Tell us about the Super Bowl.
Well, first I also want to say, John, your hair looks amazing.
You're making fun of me.
It looks it looks good. Stop it. It looks fine. And I love your shoes.
Thank you.
Jeez.
You can come back anytime.
I know. I guess I'm the guy that's gonna sit out next time.
Absolutely.
All right. So starting on Monday, February 3rd, and continuing through the actual Super Bowl on Sunday, February 9th, we are hosting the 12th annual Super Bowl.
I become kind of a connoisseur in making soup.
I've heard.
Yes. Yeah. I could make you some for this if you want.
Well, you should.
Because Nikki gave me a big pot.
You should be in our contest.
Well,
I might be.
We've got the real deal.
So,
wow.
Yes, we have, okay. I believe it's 16 different restaurants and businesses that are participating this year. So each time you go into one of these places, and when you purchase soup, a portion is going to come right back to the new community shelter. How easy is that?
That's fantastic.
Do you have to tell them?
No, you don't have to tell them.
Because we did that one thing with Panera.
Right.
And I said to the guy, look, you have to tell them there because we went there to make sure that.
Nope, this is all automatic.
All right, so.
And some great restaurants.
I heard if you eat soup all week, that's really good for you.
That's why I'm becoming a soup chef. There's a term for that. I can't think of what it is. A guy that specializes in soup.
Amazing.
All right. Thank
I mean, you can't go wrong with soup. So we have basically De Pere, Green Bay, Suamico. So if any of your favorites are on here, please go visit and help them out to help us out. So we have Sidekicks, Bar and Grill, Super Day, Rustique, The Pancake Place, The Bay Family Restaurant, Oak Street Cafe, Not By Bread Alone, The Abbey, Festival Food Locations in Green Bay, De Pere, and Suamico.
That's great.
Hilly
they
Haven.
They make good soup.
They do.
Yeah,
they make good soup. That broccoli cheese soup is phenomenal. Soup.
We also have Stadium View, Nicolet Restaurant, Hey Soup Sister, The Booyah Shed, Euro Kebabs, and The Depot.
What was that one?
Hey Soup Sister?
Hey Soup, they specialize in soup. They are amazing people, and they have amazing soup.
Who put together this list?
Two sisters?
Did you do
correct.
This?
No, I think it's a mother and a daughter, I'm pretty sure.
No, but this whole list, those are great restaurants taking part.
And I think that says a lot about the new community shelter, that these people support you, and look, they could give you a check, but...
Right.
And they do,
I mean,
but
here,
this is pretty cool.
It's kind of a win-win, so, you know... We have people that, you know, follow the new community shelter and are very interested in what we do. So they go out and then buy stuff from these restaurants and that helps them out, which is then helping us out, which, you know, we love to partner with the community because the community is so huge in helping us.
I think this is great. So do you have a favorite? I mean, you've been doing this for many, many years.
No, because I love
John?
Them all.
Oh, yeah, you like them all. Soup? You have to. Yeah, is there a place here that where you've had their soup and you think it's awesome?
I've had it at Bay Family. I've had it at Stadium View.
How about the Depot?
Had it at Festival Foods.
The Depot was on.
Nicolet Restaurant, I've had it. The Abbey, I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it at a lot of these places.
And it's all amazing.
And
I've never heard of Hey Soup Sister.
Me either.
And it's a restaurant that specializes in soup?
Yeah.
I would love to try that.
You should. And like I said, the owner's amazing.
Cool.
So nice. Everyone that I worked with is awesome, and they're always so excited to be a part of this.
And then right across the river here, we can walk over there to the Depot.
Right.
Right?
Would
try that.
Chili be considered this?
So at Euro Kebabs.
Because I'm gonna back up. I've probably had chili at 99%. Because normally when I go to a restaurant, I always get chili.
I think that's a really good question.
I don't know specific, but at Euro Kebabs, it's 100% of the chili sales for that week.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Well, those are two places we're going. The Depot and...
And then, Festival Food, so it's from their hot bar or their cold bar. They're donating back per pound of soup that you buy. So any one of their prepackaged soups goes towards this.
Off the deli. That's cool.
And, they have tons of choices.
All right, we're going to remind people next week. And then I asked you to have somebody bring in a sample every day. Is that going to happen?
I'm working on it. So far, we have I do have the Bay coming in on Friday to bring you guys some soup.
And I bet you they sell a lot of soup.
Yes.
At Bay Family.
They have this to-go, take-out little thing with soup.
You just
soups.
Grab in the back.
You know what? Yes. That is a can't-miss place.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Bay. Yeah, you know what you're going to get. It's going to be good service. It's going to be good food. It's going to be very inexpensive. Those kind of places, I hope, live forever.
And I think they will. I go there on the first Saturday of every month, kind of a little bit of
go there on
and
a Saturday
tomorrow.
Between August and December, and I bet three quarters of people are there from the UP.
Well, that And there's a lot of Packer people.
They're a Packer. That's like the go-to place for you personally to come down. Because they've been doing it since like the 60s.
And their price point's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know. But yeah, so I'll be there tomorrow morning.
It's just a great way to, you know, try out. If you're like, oh, I've never been to some of these places. Hey, now's the time.
You know, that. And like you said, it's a win-win. I mean, it's great for the new community shelter because we need the money. But, you know, I don't know if you just go have soup. You may have a sandwich, too. And then
I'm not going to go and just eat soup. Right. That's going to be my appetizer.
Right.
I still got dessert and a meal.
All right, what about if they order lobster bisque?
That's soup. Sure. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I would, because I believe.
That's from Seinfeld. Remember the soup Nazi?
Oh, yeah. No soup for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Festival. I know Festival does have like a lobster bisque. They have.
And Not By Bread alone has great
por
soup.
Por favor, I would like the lobster bisque. Por favor, adios amigos.
Yeah, Not By Bread alone, they have amazing other things.
You got that, Todd?
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah. Not By Bread alone has good soup.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic soup. Yep.
And their bread. She's got that bread with the sausage in it.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to probably go there, because they do have that great bread.
Exactly.
I want to try.
Last year, Not By Bread alone actually took first place.
Really?
I would kind of believe that.
Okay, so I'm reading this about Hey Soup Sister. Customized soups with a variety of protein, veggie, bean, and grain options in a relaxed setting. So it sounds like very healthy soup.
Well, let's go anyway.
Okay.
Super Day also, she's got tons of different like detox soups. There's
a pecan pie for dessert.
right. This is great. And, you know, it's going to be a little cooler next week. It's kind of a soup week, you know, in terms of.
Well, and it's like hot dogs and brats. It's going to be one of those things like, oh, what do I cook for dinner? And you're like, oh,
let me read some of the soups at Hey Soup Sister, okay?
Okay.
African peanut, barbecue potato, black bean lentil, Cajun potato, carrot ginger. I mean, these are like really unique soups.
Yeah.
I like this.
What's playing?
Somebody's phone in there has something on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah.
I do have your audio. Just really quickly.
Yeah.
Despacho, por favor.
Por favor.
Oh, I'm part Spanish.
Adios, muchacho.
Hi. Kramer gave me the armoire, and it is so beautiful. I mean, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
You? If I knew it was for you, I never would have given it to him in the first place. I would have taken a hatchet and smashed it to pieces. No! Who wants soup? Next, speak up!
I still have to watch that wherever it's on, Seinfeld. I just have to watch it. If it's on, I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Just have to.
It
was still one of those shows that just holds up. Yeah. What else got going on, Shannon?
Oh, I mean, this is our big thing right now, which is super exciting. Super. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
We will be on Channel 5 with your great friends, Lisa and Malene.
Oh, awesome.
Next week, each day, we're going to be featuring a restaurant. So
you're going on every day?
Well, I go on Monday, and then I'm the cheerleader for the restaurants the rest of the day.
Gotcha.
This is awesome. And look, the new community shelter, you know, like I said, many nonprofits need this support, but there's other things they can support. I mean, we'll always take a donation of clothing. We'll always take a donation of money, obviously, or a donation of your time.
Exactly. So if you want to, you know, see what we're all about.
Well, I told Jim, I want to take care of your veterans.
I love that.
I talked yesterday about that, you know, because we've... Somebody who just really focuses on veterans. So.
And Dennis Pierce's mom here, she gave us those quilts for veterans.
Yeah, right. I thanked her.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, really good stuff.
Please come by.
Absolutely. Right. Give yourself a plug.
Give myself a plug.
Yeah, New Community Shelter, you know.
Check out New Community Shelter, www.newcommunityshelter.org, or check us out on Facebook.
Outstanding. Right. Best of luck with this. Sounds like a great time.
Thank you.
I will definitely take part in contributing by going to great soup places next week.
I appreciate that.
You got it. When we come back, we're going to be talking Barbershop Quartet live and in person, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
InfoBiz, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st. Through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
I'm so upset.
Playing some upbeat kind of Friday music.
It's really not barbershop. So, it's great music.
So this is the song is "Hey Soul Sister," and we were talking about "Hey Soup Sister."
Yep.
Right.
See
how
that ties in. See, we're not.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm going through their menu. There's some stuff there I just really love to try.
We're going to. I mean.
Okay. Let's. Right. You know what we should do next week? We should go
every day.
Every day and have soup with the proceeds going to the community shelter.
All right.
We got to find out if the chili's considered.
That
it should be right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because okay. Under soups on the menu, that's where chili is.
Right.
It's not like under. All right. If anybody doesn't give us the commission on chili,
we'll
raise a little cane.
Dennis will raise some cane.
We're just talking about that on the way here. Chili is a soup.
Yeah.
Okay. It's in the soup group, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. How you doing, my brother?
Fantastic, brother. How
looking
you guys
good.
Doing?
You got good hair today.
Must have been something I ate.
Something. You got very good hair.
Maybe I got toothpaste stuck in there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, give some of whatever you ate to John.
Yeah, been there. Jim, you take this and run with it here.
Well, Dennis, though, award-winning musician, best in the state, vocals, and his band. So, and we brought in an interesting combination of music. Usually we have acoustic guitar or electric violin, but here it's just four guys that sing harmony. It's barbershop harmony. So, Royal, you're the spokesperson. Welcome.
Thank you, Jim. And nice to be on.
Royal's the spokesman. Royal, how long have you guys been singing together?
Oh, boy, we've been singing, I would say, as Jukebox, probably for about 12 years or so. But we've been singing together in different combinations and so on long before that.
Yeah. That's the thing with barbershop. You guys kind of mix it up a little bit. You might sing with this chorus or this choir, and then not choir, this chorus and then this barbershop quartet.
Right.
And you do something special for Valentine's Day. We're going to talk more about that. But what do you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Well, for Valentine's Day, Les and I are current members of the Fox Valley Airs Barbershop Chorus.
And that's out of Appleton.
Yeah, out of Appleton,
and
yes.
And they're award-winning, right?
And,
Did you guys pick up some hardware?
Oh, yeah. And the Appleton Chorus sends out quartets on Valentine's Day. We will be one of them. And what they do is they go out and have a quartet sing to people who hire us, and the cost is $40.
And they can send you guys to the girl to a girlfriend.
Yeah,
we come in,
we give them a long stem red rose, and they get two love songs from us.
How romantic!
And then they get a personalized card and also a picture with the quartet.
And that's $40.
All for $40, yeah.
Jeez. And how does that work if I want to book a quartet to go sing to, my secretary, my wife, whatever? Do we make reservations now?
Okay, yeah. Here's what you do. I have we have one man in our chorus. His name is Richard Statt, and he does all the arranging for this. So his number is area code 920-734-9495. Again, 920-734-9495.
Right, we're going to talk about that again. Okay, and that's pretty cool. And you guys are there for what? 7-8 minutes.
Whatever it takes to sing two love songs and
get the roles,
get
in
the picture and all that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hey, okay, I don't mean to undercut you, but I'll do it for $20.
Oh,
I'll show up and I'll sing love song.
See, I'll even add you to the group, John.
Actually, but then if the quartet comes, it would be 80. So that's not that good of a deal. Hey, Royal, tell me about, you know a lot about the industry. I mean, how is barbershop doing? You know, you see these ebb and flow of country music and then the blues, but then you have some stuff, the rap that kind of comes and then goes away, and some stuff doesn't come back. Where are you guys at as an industry?
Yeah, well, we're holding our own. Actually, from the time that I started, in my about 59th year of this now that I've done it, and at the time we had in the society, I think about over 30,000, and I'm not sure exactly where it's at now. It's much less than that.
30,000 what?
But members.
Members
of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
It's still Society.
Spebsqua?
Okay, when I joined, it was called Spebsqua, as some say. It was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Dennis, do you have a group like that in your society?
That's a lot. I can't even breathe that long, much less say anything like that.
We had that, growing up, we had that Spebsqua all over the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And now...
What's a Spebsqua?
Right? The association. It'd be like the
Society
Packers.
For the Preservation.
It's an acronym.
Yep, I got an idea.
Yes.
Something like a now disease, we're called something the barbershop. Like a dog head all over the house. Get Spebsqua all over the house.
They call them Yetis for short.
Yes.
We're called the Barbershop Harmony Society now. Much simpler.
And I'm encouraged by some of the efforts that you're making to get more youth involved. I know you did something at East High School a few years ago.
Yes.
And you didn't pay the kids, but you guys came and trained them and then I think bought them lunch or something.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on, and Bill can probably tell you more about what the Manitowoc chapter is doing. Bill is a member of the Manitowoc chapter, and they're doing some. Maybe he can tell you something about that later. But yes, the society is trying to encourage young people to get involved, and the Fox Valley Airs in Appleton are doing that. As a matter of fact, we have a new director now. He's actually... although he's probably only 30-some years old, he's been a member for 14 years. He joined right out of high school. And he is our new director and doing a great job with the Fox Valley Airs. And we've got a lot of young men in our group. And we'll have on our show coming up, if we want to talk about that.
Go ahead.
Coming
up. I got to ask you a quick question. You guys are going to perform live for us, right? Today? Yeah. Right here in the studio?
For sure.
Can Dennis have a part?
Cheaper. Come on now.
Is that a yes?
What's nice about barbershop is you can be anywhere and break out in song. It's just a pitch pipe. The only thing you carry is one little pitch pipe, and that's it. And you guys might not even need that after 12 years. Yeah. But you can start in the right key.
Yeah, any barbershoppers throughout the society, they learn certain songs, which we call polecats. And so when we get together at a convention or whatever, we get any four guys to go, hey, bass, lead? Yeah, okay, man, let's sing.
What do you think I would be?
Sing. I don't know, John.
I think bass.
He'd be off key.
Hey, we'll have to try out after.
Rolling on the river.
John, you're signed up.
Thank you.
It's the first job he's gotten. He's been looking, so I don't know about that.
All right, we got to set it up a break.
All right, this is a good quartet.
Is this you?
I'm sorry.
Is this you?
It's my dad.
That is not Jim and Bill's dad.
Yeah.
The Schmidt brothers.
Wow.
They were good.
They were the best. That vibrato was perfect as a four.
That's in a family of four,
awesome.
Four brothers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. You can help brighten February for Wisconsin veterans, but you've got to get on it today. Savannah Tomei Olson explains how.
If you'd like to send Valentines to veterans, today is the deadline to get them in the mail. For the third year, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting this program where people can send Valentines to show their appreciation to veterans for their service. They'll then be distributed to vets across the state. Last year, people sent 28,000 Valentines to Wisconsin veterans. That's so many that just organizing them all for distribution is a big effort. And these cards weren't just from people in the Badger State. They were from all over the country. They'll be given out at the veterans' homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union. And for the first time this year, they'll also be given to the folks at the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove.
If you'd like to participate, we've got the address where you can send your Valentines at WISS.FM. They ask, please don't include any candy or treats. The record-breaking temperatures throughout northeast Wisconsin yesterday will have no effect on several activities planned on Lake Winnebago this weekend. The Otter Street Fishery at Miller's Bay will go on as planned Saturday, and the Wisconsin Stern Searing Association Regatta is on this weekend in Fond du Lac. Organizers are reminding people, however, to be aware of changing ice conditions. And remember, no ice is ever 100% safe. Goodyear is celebrating a century of its famous blimps by bringing two of them to EAA Air Venture 2025 in July. Goodyear's first blimp took to the sky in 1925. Goodyear has been a part of the aviation event in Oshkosh since 1971 with their last appearance in 2021. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, mostly sunny skies, cooler with a high near 37, a bit breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 19. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the low 30s, and you'll still notice the breeze. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Sick.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. This is our favorite time of the week, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, who celebrated their one-year anniversary the other day. They are phenomenal, folks. Go on down and enjoy a great, great meal at Heights Pub and Parlor.
I got an email from Brian last night.
Yeah.
And he said, we would be normally down, because normally they come down for the segment.
Yeah.
And he says, we're a little worn out from all the festivities this week, so he's taking a little time off.
Oh, that was great. Yep. What a great time. Yeah. Most hospitable people you'll ever find in your
great
life.
Great food, and 217 Washington Street, yep. Right downtown.
By the way, talk about music. Troy Hines and the 57s. Troy Hines and the 57s and the 57s will be performing at Mackinac's Saturday night.
Another great place, right?
Great. Oh, yeah. Great Americana music. Troy Hines and the 57s. Well, Jim, you do the first introduction, then you can throw it to Dennis.
All right. So we have great music that comes in here every Friday, like Johnny said, sponsored by Heights. But today we brought in a barbershop quartet. I know a little bit about that. My dad sang in a quartet. He started when he was 20, so obviously before I was around. And it became international champions, and one of those genes went with my brother, who's singing in this quartet. But Dennis, ask him a little bit about barbershop, and we'll listen to some music.
I just cannot believe how wonderful you gentlemen are dressed today. What a bunch of dapper dandies, as they would say. Could you go ahead?
Yeah, just the 50s, 60s. And back, we were going around, we go to...
Get closer to Mike, Bill.
We go to different... assistant living places and stuff, senior lives. And we were performing there quite a bit, at different times. And the nurses would come up after and say, she hasn't moved in like a while. She's tapping her foot and stuff. And we started with this 50s and 60s. They just loved it. So we thought, that's what we're going to do. So we got 50s and 60s music and came up with our uniforms.
That's and what's beautiful. The name?
Love it.
The name of your group?
Jukebox.
Barbershop 50, Quartet.
Too, right? Absolutely. Right. I love it.
Yeah.
For a beautiful time. So what would you guys like? First of all, introduce yourselves if you would.
And step right up to the mic.
Les Hahnemann. I'm in the baritone.
I'm Roy Lullenbrook, the bass.
Bill Schmidt, the lead.
Frank Guthrod, the tenor.
All right.
That's the highest.
And resident comedian.
Yeah. That was a funny guy.
He's trying.
So how did you guys meet again?
You
got to get up to the mic.
We met 12 years ago on eHarmony.com.
You were mentioning it was the free weekend, wasn't it?
It was a free weekend.
Okay, let's sing.
We're joined in the studio by Jukebox Barbershop Quartet. Gentlemen, please do your thing.
All right, we're going to start out with Valentine's. Because we have Valentine's coming up.
Get closer to the mic.
Yeah, sing a song and then we'll get to that.
All right.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be not without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you. Forget you never, from you I ne'er can sever. Say you'll be mine forever. I love you.
Fantastic.
And that sounds like a love song. Now, let's segue into this whole Valentine's Day, what you guys do and how great that is.
We got Give Your Loved One a Singing Valentine, delivered February 14th between 9 in the morning to 7 at night. A long stem red rose, two songs, a card, and a picture delivered by the quartet in tuxedos. Base price, $40. Additional flowers and balloons are extra. For a Valentine's Day call to get this reserved, call Richard at 920-734-9495. That's 734-9495. Or go to www.foxvalleyaries.
Airs. Fox Valley Airs.
FoxValleyAirs.com.
So, what a great gift, right? For $40? I mean, you go to dinner, yeah, it's going to cost you more than that, and you can send this to anyone.
What geographically, what's the range?
Well, right now, we do have different numbers, but I tell you what, Richard, Dick Stat, he'll take care of everything.
Okay.
But we do
mainly in the Appleton and Fox Valley area for the Fox Valley Airs, okay?
Got it.
Right, and then we have the Manitowoc chapter, who does Manitowoc County, and then we have Oshkosh. So we have Oshkosh.
But and it's all through the one.
We have other numbers here that we can post in.
Okay. But if they go to FoxValleyAirs.com, can they arrange for any area?
You bet.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's
but Johnny, that's our whole listening area. I mean, think about that. Manitowoc County, Oshkosh County, or I guess it's Winnebago, whatever county that is. And
Outagamie,
and then Winnebago. Yeah, that's great. So I talked earlier, Bill, you do a lot with the youth. Tell me what you're working on. We get closer to the mic.
We started a festival every year. We reach out to the high schools, and in Manitowoc County, we have 9 high schools that we work with the musical educators, and we give them free scores of music, free learning tracks for the kids to learn barbershop. So if you ever go to a high school performance, we'd love them to sing a barbershop song. And go ahead.
Yeah, Dennis, jump in. And,
I was going to say, do you go straight to the choirs? Do you work with the music directors to reach out to these kids, or how do you reach out to these kids?
You have to go through the musical educator. And if they don't know barbershop, it's so hard because they can't teach it,
right?
Because they didn't learn it like in college. So it's a tough thing. But we have coaches that go out and work with them, and then what we do is every year we have a contest of the best. We have an open invite to any high school quartets. And it's May 17th in Stevens Point.
That's statewide. Every
year. Yep, and it's statewide. So we get them from all over the state. And then we have certified judges come in, and they judge them just like a contest. Wow. We would at any one of our contests. And, then they when they win, they get the Schmidt Brothers Trophy.
I've been there.
So how do they work that in, then, with their school? Is it part of their grade, then? Or is it an extracurricular for them? Or how does that – does it differentiate between different schools, or how does that work?
Well, currently everyone goes to that WSMA. It's the musical association, and you go to get you learn a song, and then you can go to that it's their musical, you know, everyone gets awards for going to those things. You can play the tuba or everything, whatever, but they get quartets together right now to perform, and then they go and they go to state if they perform well, and those are the quartets that come in with
us. So, do these educators then? Do they choose the kids to do it, or do the kids volunteer? How does that all come together?
A lot of times, the kids go to the teacher and say, "I like this stuff. I want the music," and then they'll get in contact with us, and then we'll.
You got to admit, it's a little bit of a chick magnet, right?
I mean,
you walk in before you start singing. No instruments.
Yeah.
Just a pitch pipe, and you can break out in song.
Oh, back in the day, the doo-wop people on the street corners, you know, doing that kind of thing. Yeah, that's where it was at.
Dennis, Bennett, for a guy who's been in music all his life and amazingly successful, what do they bring to the table that is a lot harder than people would assume?
The discipline of knowing your part. There's 4 different parts, 4 different harmonies. And for me, learning harmonies was the biggest challenge in singing. I can sing lead, I guess. Depends on who you ask.
Vocalist of the year in the state of Wisconsin.
I think you probably could, too.
But to learn your specific discipline, you know, it's like knowing your role. In knowing what that range is, first of all, you have to learn what is it. You have to diagnose where it is in your singing range, and then how do you fit in with somebody?
Yeah,
there's a lot to it.
And the other thing is that they can't break away to a guitar solo
you're on.
You're your own soloist, if you will.
What else do you hear, Dennis? When you again with these guys harmonizing the way they do, what types of voices, I guess, do you all need? Because, I mean, even for your band, Dennis, you look for certain type things.
Oh, sure.
What does it take, you know?
Yeah, with our group, too, we know kind of what our voices are, you know, where we sit.
Your range.
In the range, right. And from that standpoint, knowing where we are, we kind of know what we're getting into when it comes to singing harmony parts.
Sure.
So it's like, you know, you got the bottom end, you've got the middle, you've got the high, or whatever, break it down. And sometimes we have to split it off depending on the song and who's doing what, you know, concentration with the instruments and what have you.
And if I might add to that, Dennis, We don't have to have four fantastic voices, solo voices, but the key is for them to blend.
Yes.
We get four voices that take their part, and they can get a decent blend.
And I have to ask, is Jim the only one that can't sing in the family? Bill?
tell the truth.
Come on.
Best singer in the family. Bill? Said it all the time.
He's got a voice, but a little coaching, and I think he'd be great.
A little coaching. Oh, I see. He would be very coachable. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
More so than...
Me?
Yeah.
Let's do another song real quick.
Okay.
We got about, I don't know, about 4 minutes or so before we go to break. Maybe we'll do another song.
Yep. Here we go. Jukebox.
Barbershop Quartet, order your Valentine.
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yes, sweet calendar girl. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, we start the year off fine. February, you're my little Valentine. March, gonna march you down the aisle. April, you're the Easter bunny, made me smile. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Every day of the year.
Maybe if I ask your dad and mom, Junior, let me take you to the junior prom. July, firecrackers all aglow. August, when you're on the beach, you steal the show.
Yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Every day of the year.
September lights your birthday candle, sweet 16. Romeo and Juliet on Halloween. September, you belong to me. December, you're the present beneath my Christmas tree. Yeah, my heart's in a whirl.
I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Every day of the year.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day of the year.
Very nice. Yeah, I got to tell you something. What you guys mentioned about you're in a home and the lady, and she was tapping her foot. I'm sitting here, I'm tapping my foot. It's like, oh my goodness, that does happen.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, I want to talk about if we have time, but if people want to get involved in Barbershop, you know, I want to talk about Fox Valley Airs, because that's very important to you guys. They get new members, and it's, I mean, you have to obviously sing an audition to get in, but it's not that stringent, right?
No. And you can try it out for a couple weeks. We meet in Manitowoc, and we got people from Plymouth, from Green Bay, you know, coming in to sing with us. And it's Tuesday nights. 7 to 9, so it's just a 2-hour.
And anybody can come in and they can call. Can they call the same number, this Richard Stratt, just to start, right? And he says, look, I want
absolutely
to join that. The
yep,
app?
Yep. Okay. And say I'm from Manitowoc County.
Or the website, I would imagine. www.foxvalleyaries.com.
And you can find a chorus there, yeah.
But if you're looking for something to do, I mean, it's a good group of guys.
Oh,
and
my
you
gosh
guys have a
brothers
lot of fun together.
I mean, absolutely.
We get along better than brothers. It's amazing how well you guys get along.
And I just want to mention, too, for the Fox Valley Airs, they meet at First English Lutheran Church in Appleton every Tuesday night from 7 to 9:30. Anybody's welcome to come down anytime and join us.
What's the location of First English? Do you remember top of your head?
I don't have the street address, okay, but it's downtown Appleton.
Okay, I have to ask.
Drew Street in Appleton.
For rock bands or whatever, it's kind of like, well, the poor drummer, you know, he's, you know, the lead singer, all the ladies like the lead and the bass and all this, yada, yada, yada. What's the hierarchy women-wise as far as the fanhood with you guys?
Oh, it's the lead.
The lead, okay.
Absolutely. All
right. Yeah. Always the lead, huh?
No.
I think we might want to... discuss that a little bit, John.
I would think they would go for the bass guy.
I would think the ladies would spoon for the bass.
You
would think.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
You know, so we got a couple of minutes. We'll come back with more music. So
I got a text there. We love this. We just got a text. Back after this. You guys are awesome.
I had a bad head. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. 7 p.m. February 25th, girls varsity basketball plays Nina at Nina High. 6 p.m. February 21st, varsity gymnastics conference versus Kokona at multiple schools at Kokona High. Then 7:30, boys varsity basketball hosts Nina at Oshkosh West. February 22nd is boys varsity swimming at 9:30 and 2:30 at UW-Madison. 7 p.m. February 25th is girls varsity regionals. Location and opponent to be determined. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Ba 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 ran, ba 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 ran,
ba 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 ran, ba 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 ran, ba 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 ran, ba 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 ran. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, ba ba ran, ba 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 ran. Went to a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance. Barbara Ann, ba 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 Barbara Ann, ba 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Barbara Ann, ba 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 Barbara Ann,
ba 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 Barbara Ann, ba 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 Barbara Ann,
ba 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 Barbara Ann, ba 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 Barbara Ann. Rockin' and a rollin', rockin' and a reelin', Bob-a-ran, Bob-a-ran. Played my favorite tune, danced with Betty Lou. Tried Peggy Sue, but I knew they wouldn't do. Bob-a-ran, Bob-a-ran, Bob-a-ran. You got me rockin' and a rollin', rockin' and a reelin', Bob-a-ran, Bob-a-ran.
Hi, Rick.
Ba 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 ba
keeping score at home. The location is 326 East North Street. East North Street, Appleton.
But even if you just call this Richard Stadt?
Yeah. If you call Richard Stadt, he could
help direct you to if you want to join a course or if you want to order a Valentine for your loved one. And they will sing anywhere really in our listening area, Manitowoc, Oshkosh, Appleton. They were just telling us during break about how you can really surprise someone with this singing Valentine. And for $40, it's a great thing to do. So,
got a question here from a listener. Did you guys fight over the colors of the coats? And does, does that signify something by the color you're wearing?
I was supposed to be red.
You were supposed to be red?
Yeah, and he was blue, but the blue didn't fit him.
Okay, didn't fit him.
Should I say the red didn't fit him either?
I was going to say, so it went by sizes.
does that flow? Is there give and take with that? Is it...
No.
Okay. But when you guys walk, you know, through the airport or through into a bar, they kind of know you're together.
They do notice us. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever just break out in song if you're like in a waiting place at an airport or anything like that?
What's real fun is like after we have a over at Dimensions is we have a
senior
show,
care place.
Yeah, senior place right after this, and then we might go to a pub or something.
That's what I was asking.
Or a restaurant.
Let me tell you, Johnny. Then, do you guys ever pay for your drinks?
Never.
No. We prefer not to.
Can I borrow one of your suits?
There you go.
Yeah. I got a drawer full of
chips. Anytime, John.
Wow.
If that's the case, I'm going to find myself a suit just like that.
Absolutely. Sounds like a glam band.
I'll bet. Free hugs?
Exactly.
Just so you know, JCPenney's is out of them.
Doggone it all.
This is cool. Once again, you guys started together how many years ago?
Oh, at least 12 or so, I don't know.
But now, who said they've been doing this for 59 years? Was that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Bill, you've been not too far behind that.
Well, I'm about 30, yeah.
Yeah. About 30 years.
Yeah. Well, Dad was always singing that.
My gosh.
And you say that, you don't have to, like, do barbershop or chorus. You go to the chorus, and you sing with 70, 60, 70, 80 other people. You can find a quartet within that chorus.
Absolutely.
Because you just need the four parts.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, what are the four parts? What's the official designation of the four parts?
Okay, the man that sings the lead is the melody, lead, we call him.
Okay.
The one who sings a third above him, the high notes, the tenor.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the highest.
And then the one who sings the low part is the bass.
Okay.
And the one who fits in between that is the baritone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is the glue in the quartet. And without I sing baritone. Without the baritone, it's nothing.
It
right?
It's very important.
It's the icing on the cake.
There you go.
Got it. That's what
gotta have that. That brings it all together.
Well, what we say is on a piano, you know, you got all the keys. That's the part that sings in the cracks. It's tough.
And there's a lot of them.
Love it. Once again, give your loved one a singing Valentine, delivered on February 14th, 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Long stem red rose, two songs, card, and a picture delivered by a quartet in tuxedos. $40 additional flowers and balloons are extra. Call Richard at 920-734-9495, 734-9495, or www.foxvalleyaries.com. So when I was saying errors, I was thinking it was A-I-R, what does the A-R-I-E mean? Errors.
A-R-I-E-S?
Yeah.
That's the way they spell it.
Errors. Oh, it's just, I thought that meant something in the musical world.
Nope.
Okay. Never.
That's a good day. Gentlemen, how many gigs a year do you do?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, we could do as many, because we could call up or go out there, and there are many places that want us. And what we'll do is we have a lot of birthdays, a lot of hundreds, you know, and stuff like that. And that's been real fun. But we like to put them together. So if we can get like three in one day, that's like doing the show here and going over there and then going out for something.
We'll also be singing on the Applin Fox Valley Airs Barbershop show, their annual show, Saturday, April 26th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And outstanding.
That's a good show.
Great show. And we've got the number three quartet in the world coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's
and better
be
than that
show.
You guys must be at least number one or two then.
With the number one quartet coming
Who's
in.
Who's coming in?
It's Three and a Half Men. They're the international champions this year.
Barbershop Quartet. The name is Jukebox. Bill, Frank, Royal, and Tim, and their motto is make a good time even better. Contact Bill Schmidt, 434-8617, 434-8617. One more on the way out to end the week for us, gentlemen.
Let me call you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A significant step in the search for answers in the plane-helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Here's ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
The black boxes from the American Airlines plane, transported in the same water they were pulled from to preserve the integrity of the recordings, now in the hands of the NTSB for evaluation. An early focus for the investigation, the flight path of the helicopter. Preliminary data showing it was flying at about 350 feet when it should have been under 200.
67 people were killed in that crash, 40 bodies found so far. Divers are returning to the river today. President Trump planned to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. Canadian Premier Doug Ford vowing to counterpunch by